Blog Talk Radio.
Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find peace to help in the time of need. Lord, we just thank you, O God. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your love, Lord Jesus. We thank you for all you've done in our lives, O God. We thank you for another day to live and to worship you, O God. To honor you, God. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness, O God. We thank you, Lord, because you have just kept us another day. We thank you for our families. We thank you for our friends, those we work with, O God. We thank you for each and every person that is listening today, God. Lord, we just thank you for your awesome glory, God. We thank you, God, for there is none like you. You are awesome and mighty and glorious, God. Lord, I praise you, O God. We praise you. We praise your name. There is none like you, God. Lord, I just ask, O God, that you just watch over your people. Keep them under the hedge of your protection, God. There are so many suffering today with so many storms going on throughout the land, Lord Jesus. Many people are losing their homes. They've lost loved ones. They've lost children. They've lost mothers, fathers, cousins, grandparents, God. Lord, they need your help today, God. They need your peace. They need your strength to go through, God, whether it's in Louisiana, whether it's in Haiti, God, your people need you, Lord Jesus. We ask today that you just supply every need, God. We ask, oh God, that you supply them with food, supply shelter, God. We may not know where it's coming from, but Lord, we know that all we have to do is ask you, and that you shall supply all our needs according to your riches and glory. And so we ask, God, that you begin to fill the need for your people. Lord, those who were injured in the storms, we ask for your healing. Heal their bodies. Heal their injuries. Heal their pain. Those who have lost loved ones, we ask that you heal. Heal their hearts, oh God. Maybe there's children that are all alone because they've lost parents, God. So I ask, God, that you just strengthen them, strengthen them, strengthen their spirits, God. That they will be able to go through this hard time. Bring them someone that will love on them and let them know that they care. And that you are there with them, no matter what, Lord. Holy Spirit, be with your people today. We pray for those who are other countries who are being tortured for your name's sake, God. We ask, oh God, that you strengthen them. Strengthen them that they will be able to stand on your word, no matter what, Lord. No matter what they have to go through, that they will be able to stand and continue to say that you are their God, that Jesus is Lord. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for those, God, who have lost loved ones today. We pray even for the Butler family, Lord. We lift them up, strengthen them, Send them your peace, God. Send them your peace that surpasses all understanding, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen your people, God. Give them peace. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for those, God, who have cancer today, Lord. We pray for those. We pray for their healing. I ask, oh God, that you will go into those places that the doctors don't know where to go and begin to do a work, oh God, that the sickness in their bodies will be healed, that those cells will be made perfect, God. Every ailment, every pain, every disease, every sickness will come under the subjection of your name, Jesus Christ. Lord, in the name of Jesus, every disease right now, we pray, is healed in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. I pray for those, God, Lord, who are feeling like they are all alone. I pray, oh God, that you comfort their hearts right now and give them peace, God. I pray for those, God, who are in need of jobs, Lord. I pray that you ask, Lord, that you would please give them favor, God, and send the job their way. Give them favor on their interviews. Give them the words to say, God, on their interviews. And that they would be paid the salary that they need to pay all the bills, God. I ask that your blessing shower down on those right now, financial blessings, oh God, in the name of Jesus, over your people right now, even those maybe who cannot work because maybe they have been injured, Lord. I pray that your financial blessings just shower down on your people so that their bills will be paid. In Jesus' name, supply every need. Fill every household with food, God. Supply every household with love, God. Maybe there's fighting going on in the household. We ask, Lord, for peace. Peace in every home. Lord, we speak peace into every home. Love right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Lord Jesus. We pray for the protection over every child that goes to school, Lord. Every child, even that may be from pre-kindergarten all the way to high school, even in college, we ask for your protection over every child right now in Jesus' name. But there's a lot that goes on in the school system, Lord. But, Lord, your children need your protection. They need your guidance, especially in today's world where there's so much going on. Lord, we pray for those over in Africa that are fighting a political battle, Lord, fighting corruption, God. Lord, I pray, oh God, that you will begin to put people in office that will do the right thing by the people in the country, by the people in the land, Lord. I ask, oh God, that you fix it, Lord. Fix all the political agitation that is happening. Even in these United States, Lord, it seems like, you know, people don't know who to vote for, who to choose, because there's so much going on across the nation, God. So much corruption, whether it's in the United States, in Africa, whether it's in England. There's so much going on, Lord. Your people need you. We need your direction, Lord Jesus. We are crying out to you today, Lord, for your direction. We're crying out to you today, Lord, that you would open the eyes of the people, that they need you, they need your salvation, God. We need to seek you first, God. Seek your glory in all things, God. Open the eyes of your people. Open the eyes of those who do not believe in your name. Help them to see your glory, O God. Open their hearts right now, Lord Jesus. In the name of 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 Jesus. Across the world, we need change. We need change. For the people to want to do right, because nowadays it seems that everything that is right is wrong and everything that is wrong is right. But Lord, we need to come back to you. The people need to come back to you, to seek your face day in and day out, to seek your glory, to seek your face, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your blessings. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace. God, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We just glorify your name right now. For there is none like you, God. There may be some that may not know what to pray right now, but they know that they need you, God. They know that they need a change in their lives, God. So, Lord, we cry out to you, God. We come before you humbly with our face turned towards you, God, on our knees, God, before you, humbly before you, God. We cry out to you right now. Hallelujah, God. We worship your holy name, for there is none like you, mighty God. The Alpha and Omega. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. El Shaddai. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. We glorify your name. We magnify your name. We know that you want us to praise you. You want us to worship you, God. And we know that if we continually seek your face, God, if we continually seek your face, God, that you will meet us at our need, God. Glorify you, God. We glorify you. We praise your holy name, God. Lord, there's so many that need you today, but they don't know. They don't know what to do or what to say, and some don't even know how to pray. But, Lord, we even lift up those, God, before you, God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, touch every heart, touch every spirit right now, every soul, God. Touch your people, God. Touch your people, God. Touch the people in the countries. Touch the people throughout the nations. Touch the people throughout the world, God. Touch the people in their homes, God. Touch the families, God. Touch the children, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We give you the glory and the honor and the praise. Lord, walk through the homes right now. Begin to fix those things that are disorderly. Begin to fix, oh God, the disruption in every home. Begin to fix it. Walk through the schools, God. Begin to mend the disorder, oh God. We ask, oh God, touch the children, Lord. Give them a mind to study and to do right, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we pray for those teachers, oh God, to strengthen them, Lord. Strengthen their hearts, oh God, as they teach the children, oh God. Help them, oh God, and show them, oh God, to the way to touch the children so the children's eyes will be open, that they would want to learn, oh God. We ask, even, Lord, that you just begin even to walk through the churches, God, because there's so much going on in our churches today, oh God. People are turning from your word, oh God. They're turning from what is right, Lord Jesus. And Lord, We ask, oh God, that you impress upon your people, impress upon the people to turn their faces back to you, God, Lord. Give a word to your pastors and your ministers today, God, even those who are overseas. Give a word for the people today, God, those and even in other countries, God. Lord, touch the hearts of your missionaries and your evangelists who are even overseas and even who are touring even these United States and other countries, God, you know, preaching your word, God, and serving, oh God, serving and helping those, serving the homeless, serving the orphans, oh God, serving those who have lost homes, oh God, serving those who just have a need, God, Lord, and they are giving a helping hand, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we ask, oh God, that you continue to supply the needs of every person, oh God, putting food and water on the table, supplying every finance, oh God, healing, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for your grace. We thank you, God, for your mercy. We thank you, God, for your goodness, oh God. Lord, we break the chains of hell, break the chains of Satan right now that are coming to destroy the people of God. Lord, we speak against the enemy right now in Jesus' name. We declare victory over every evil work that is trying to break down the people of God. In the name of Jesus, we declare victory. We speak victory over every evil thing right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Lord, you are a mighty God. You are a glorious God. You are a delivering God. Deliver your people right now in Jesus' name. We speak deliverance over every situation that is not of God. We speak deliverance right now in the name of Jesus. Deliverance over every sickness, every pain, every disease, every disorder in the name of Jesus. And to speak peace right now, every marriage that is going through turmoil, that is about on the verge of divorce, oh God, we speak wholeness and peace in Jesus' name, Lord. Every disruption that is going on in the home, we speak peace in that home. And we speak love in that home between that husband and wife, even now, Lord, in Jesus' name, God, in Jesus' name, God, in Jesus' name, God, begin to walk through the homes, oh God, in Jesus' name, walk through your homes and heal and deliver, heal and deliver right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Send your angels of protection over your people, oh God. In the streets, God, in the streets, send your protection right now in Jesus' name, Lord, in Jesus' name. We begin to pray over the gangs right now, those gangs, oh God, that are seeking to kill, even, you know, the young ones are seeking to do not good things, oh God. But Lord, I ask that you prick those hearts, oh God, of the children in those gangs. Prick the hearts of the adults in those gangs that they need a change, oh God. They need a change to live right and to do right, even for their children, God. Lord, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah. We break down every stronghold right now in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, because there is victory in your name. There is power in your name. So we declare victory right now, salvation right now, over every person listening. We declare victory and in the name of Jesus and salvation over every gang member in the name of Jesus, over every person who walks in churches, salvation and victory right now, salvation and victory in every home in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. You are powerful and mighty God, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we pray for this country today, these United States, Lord. Hallelujah. That the best person, the best person in this election will win. We cannot see who it is because we only see the outside man. But Lord, you see the heart. So Lord, we pray, oh God, in Jesus' name, Lord, open the eyes of every person that we might see who the right person is to choose, oh God. It doesn't matter what political party they belong to, Lord, but we need the right person in office. Even in other countries, they need the right person in their office to for the countries, oh God, will be at peace, oh God, and each and every person, oh God, Lord, you know, we need victory, oh God. We need victory right now. We need victory, oh God. We need your salvation. We need peace, oh God. Hallelujah. 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 We praise your holy name, God. We give you the glory. We give you the praise, God. We give you the honor, God. In the name of Jesus, touch the hearts of each and every person listening. Hallelujah today. Hallelujah. We don't even know sometimes the word to pray, God. But Lord Jesus, you know who's listening. You know their need. You know their need, God. So today, God, we ask for your peace, your healing, your victory right now. In Jesus' name. And we give you the glory. Uplift. Uplift every person. Give them joy in their hearts. In Jesus' name. And we give you the glory. Amen. Amen.